This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, and we are joined by Shay Lynch, football, basketball, and track performer at Peabody High School, and this month's Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. Shay, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
How you doing, Bill?
Good. We've talked a few times during the football season. Fantastic football season for you. Could have won in the fall. You got nominated for basketball from Coach Broughton, and so I think let's just begin there with basketball. And you know, I see where you're not in double digits in points. You're close. You're not in double digits with assists or rebounds, but you're close. So you almost got a triple thing going here. But that would be real mathematical inflation to do that. But what I'm getting to on the basketball court, you're rebounding, you're assisting, and you're scoring as well. So tell me about your role on the Peabody basketball team. You guys are having a great year.
Yeah, we're having a great year. We're 10-2 right now, and we're getting into some big conference games. As a team, we just have a lot of great chemistry, I would say. We're all friends. We've all been playing basketball for 3-4 years, and then some of us have been playing for longer. And so my role is it depends on the game, but I would say my role is more facilitating and, like, passing and rebounding than scoring when the chances come. We have some great players that can shoot really well and that can get to the basket really well, so I try to utilize them as much as I can to help me and just to get them the ball, get them the right matchup they want, and set screens, do whatever I can to get them open and help them out.
Yeah, and those stats would tend to indicate that as well, absolutely. I got to ask you a note or two from football. What a great year you had for football, and now I got to jump to the college scene as well. You were headed to Endicott College, correct?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
So tell me about that and the courtship there or the how that all happened, Shay Lynch to Endicott for football.
It started over the summer when we had a 7-on-7 tournament there at the college, and we ended up winning it. And so I talked to the coach then, and then as the season went on, he kind of kept reaching out. And our coaches are close friends with their coaches. So then late summer, they had a camp. I went to the camp. And that's when they offered me a roster spot there. And then the more times I went back, the more times I just realized I feel like that was the place for me. And they have such a great football program, great academic program, just great, like a great culture over there. So I felt like every time I was there, like this was the place for me.
Beach ball, is that it, Shay?
That's it. That's it right there.
Well, the coach does a great job over there for sure, and his coaching staff. And since we're on college, tell us about what you might be planning to do academically. I understand it's you might be business, but you're still kind of feeling things out, right?
Yeah, as of right now, I think I'm going to go into as a business management, and that's just from my history in business. A bunch of my family's in business. My dad is. My cousins are in business, so I feel like that's what I want to pursue. But then so I could see myself going to something like sports medicine and exercise science, something like that as well.
Yeah, in case the NFL thing doesn't work out, you never know,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
you got to have a plan B, I think, don't you?
Got to have a plan B.
All right. You know, before we go on, Shay, I want to ask you about your middle name because it popped up. I was talking to Phil Stacey of the Salem News during the football season, and somehow or other it came up that your middle name is actually Lucky, Shay Lucky Lynch. And so I think at one point you referred to yourself as Lucky Lynch, I think, or something or other, and that caught his attention, as it would. But tell me that story about how that is your actual middle name.
Yeah, that is. So my dad grew up playing high school football, and he was a pretty good athlete himself. So every time like he would score or do something, they'd announce his name as just like Scott Lynch. So then he's like, if my son's going to play football, I want them to say something cool over the announcements, like something catchy, something funny. So he came up with Lucky, and he wanted to put that as my first name, and then my mom stepped in and said, no, you can't do that, but the middle name will work. So he's like, all right, I guess that'll work. So now it's Shay Lucky Lynch, and that's where it stays with me.
Yeah, that works, I guess. I think it's a pretty good compromise, and I got to give your mom credit for standing up and taking care of you.
Yeah.
I could see that. I think that would be a burden to have it as your first name. It could be, but I think so. I think your mom might be right.
It would definitely be a lot.
It'd be a lot, exactly. All right. So since we're on athletics, let's just jump to track. So tell me a bit about track, what you do in track in the springtime.
In the spring, I started track my sophomore year, and that's when Coach Raj introduced me to the javelin. And so that really helped me build some arm strength and, like, my shoulder strength, which has carried over into football. And so I've been doing javelin for the past 2 years and mainly just focused on getting my arm stronger and working on, like, my hips, my rotation. And that's helped me a lot as a quarterback. And I've been pretty well. I've been doing pretty good in javelin. I've gone to states, and I've qualified for nationals.
No, that sounds great. And that makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah. I mean, the season doesn't really back right up to football because you got from spring, you got the summer.
Even Coach Boz is very good with letting me, like, if right after practice I want to throw or something, he lets me do whatever I want. He's just there really to help all the athletes.
Absolutely. So it's the Moynihan Student Athlete Award is an academic and a athletic award. So we've talked about the athletic piece here because there is so much to talk about with you, Shea. But now the academic piece, tell me about that. Do you have a favorite subject area in at Peabody? And then I want to talk to you about some teachers. But are you a math science guy or a history English guy? Where are you?
I'm a math guy. I've been a math guy ever since I was a kid. I like to challenge myself in math, but it does get hard. This year's been hard, but I really do like math, and I've had a lot of good teachers in math that have helped me throughout the way and really taught me, like, if I just sit there and I put my mind to it, then there's most math I can do.
Nice. So give me a name or two of a teacher that, has been kind of inspirational to you. It could be a math teacher, but it doesn't have to be a math teacher.
The one that pops right into my head is actually a while ago, my third grade teacher, Miss White. At Center School, she's been really inspirational with me. I've been talking to her, like, we've been friends. She helped me through a lot of hard stuff in third grade, so we've kind of kept the connection, like, together. I reached out. I went back to her class. I helped them with math. I helped them do their multiplication, and so she's been really inspirational with me. And then my sophomore year, I had a math teacher, Mrs. Mason, and she was just awesome. We had it through COVID, so it was like, it was a tough time for all the students. She was just really great helping us and teaching us and really, like, just getting us to do what some of the students weren't doing and just, like, slacking off. But she really taught us to, like, just work hard and get through it, and we'll all get through it together. And she really inspired me as well.
No, that sounds great. Tell me about any extracurriculars you might be having, other clubs or whatever or volunteer stuff you might be doing.
Right now, I'm doing National Honor Society. I did Junior National Honor Society in middle school, and I've been doing National Honor Society. That was last year, and then the induction ceremony was last year, and then this year, it's like every other Monday, you go in and you just do stuff around the school. So during Christmas time, we passed out, like, ornaments, and they had to color the ornaments and give them back, and they had to buy the ornaments, and the money would go to kids for, like, Haven for Hunger. So we go there, and then that's my main club right now.
That sounds great. Shea, anything else you want to share with us, about the award or about the anything else regarding Peabody High School and so on in athletics?
Not that I can think of. It's just I'm very grateful for the award, and I appreciate Coach Bowen for nominating me, and thank you guys for selecting me.
Gotcha. Okay. Shea, thanks so much for your time. Again, congratulations to you. Much success this winter with the basketball team. I am looking forward. I'm definitely going to be getting to a game in the next week or two to check you guys out.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And so, perfect. Shea Lynch with us from Peabody High School, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month.